episode 175 of Game Over Nation. 176 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
I know how to count.
Dylan Roush.
I do not.
And Gabe Philbin.
Just fill in for Dylan.
Yes. Fill in for Dylan.
Fill in for
Dylan. Fill in for Dylan.
Dylan may not.
Dylan fill in.
Dylan may have gone away and isn't recording.
Dylan, no, I've been recording.
Oh, okay.
I was letting you answer for me.
Thank you.
Okay.
This week we got a great show for you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Javi said that squinting to me and shaking his head in confusion.
Javi said questioningly.
Got a great show?
E3
is coming next week.
But before that, Javi, what'd you do this week?
Fortune Street.
Oh, yeah. We just went to the beach.
Yeah, we went on a vacation, got a beach house with all our friends.
Did you play Splatoon while you were there?
Yes.
A little bit. Okay. But we only had one Wii U, so only one person could play.
Wii U.
But yeah, it was a whimsical weekend for me. It felt a lot like a summer vacation when you're a kid, because all the Nintendo games, and we could do whatever we want, and like we had this big neighborhood with kids I don't know, it just felt really nice.
We were out running through the sprinklers with 10-year-olds.
Yeah. No, man, it was good to get out of the city. It was good to get away from adulthood for a bit and just fuck around with all your friends and play games. There's Nintendo stuff everywhere. I got to bust out Mario 64. People were watching, and that was cool.
Oh, yeah, you were playing that. We weren't just watching the speedrun of it.
Yeah. I couldn't tell
the difference.
Fortune Street is a ton of fun if you have two people per team. Just saying.
Fortune Street, is that a board game?
It is Monopoly with Nintendo characters.
Oh, okay.
And Dragon Quest characters.
Okay.
Yangus. Team Yangus. That's
not,
what I play
it,
as.
It's not a pretty game, and it's not something you'll have much fun with without a big party of people. But
yeah, don't play this by yourself.
Yeah. Especially Waluigi cheating the whole time.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That
like,
sucks.
We were just sarcastically calling out the roll of dice he's going to get, because that's exactly what he would need, and he always got it.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, he's going to roll a 2 to land right on this spot that where he could buy the prop. Oh, there you go. Oh, he needs to get to the bank. He's going to roll a 7. He rolled a 7. Yep. He's a piece of shit.
Yep.
But,
I've heard so much anger towards a fictional character.
Oh, man. We
have no idea.
Because that game was 4 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just watched this app. We all agreed, as long as we stop Waluigi from winning, we'll be happy.
We're all winners.
We don't care who wins.
And you failed in that endeavor?
No, we he didn't win.
Oh, okay.
And then Javi and I didn't come in fourth, so you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell?
It was so close.
Well, like, we got completely fucked on our final turn.
Yeah,
then so did Derek and Foz, so that was great.
Derek and Fozzie had to traverse through like a 4-block like stretch of stuff all owned by Serge and Devin that all cost like a lot. Like each of them was like at least $1,500, which is a lot in that game. Because you will rarely have that much of like ready cash available, and. And 3 turns in a row, they rolled a 1 and just got fucking wrecked. I think, like, in total, they had to spend, like, $7,000.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. It was beautiful, because that made us not lose.
Exactly.
It also made Devin and Serge definitely win.
Yeah.
But we didn't lose.
Truly the worst thing is Devin and Serge winning.
Oh, I thought you were just going to stop it there.
No, if I'm going to stop right there, the worst thing is Foz, but...
Yeah, they weren't a threat, but, you know...
Javi's famous last words about Devin and Serge.
First words, really.
We might have to worry about these guys. They're not a threat.
Gabe and I are all, like, trying to strategize. We're agreeing on what properties we're going to buy and all this stuff, and worrying about Waluigi making moves. And the whole time we're talking all quietly, I look over and fucking Serge is staring at me. He's like, I heard everything you said. And I'm like, they're not a threat. Fuck them. And then they won.
Turns out they were a threat. They are still a threat.
Yeah. But, yeah, that game is
great. Fortune Street's so much fun.
Yeah. So much espionage. It's all about having teams, though.
Yeah, it's more fun if you have, like, a co-partner. Yeah. A co-pilot and you're stock hunting.
Because, like, we would hear Surge's like, buy this. And Devin would be like, dude, we don't have any money. And, like, it was like a serious conversation about what to do on their turn.
It was like, I want to buy it, Surge. Like, I really do. We just don't have the money.
Yeah.
And then you guys are like, they're poor. Ha!
Yeah. Not a threat.
Or can you already see their money?
Yeah, everyone can see their money.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And then Gabe would look at me and be like, should we buy it? Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
When there was a question whether we should do something or not, somebody would just go, do it, do it.
Always in the Palpatine voice.
Yep. Do it, do it.
And then we would do it.
Yeah, and we won.
Nope.
No. No, we invested in the wrong district. We would have won otherwise.
Yeah, we had the most expensive tiles, but they were the easiest to avoid.
Yeah.
District 9, what could possibly go wrong here?
No, like, literally, people wouldn't cross our tiles unless they actively chose to, because it was at a crisscross, so like you could choose to go a different way.
Yeah.
So we were fucked.
Boy, you guys are not smart.
Yeah. It was a rough weekend, alright?
Yeah. No, I take everything back. So Beach House sucked. We didn't win Fortune Street.
That's right. It's more like Poor Street.
Ooh!
Gabe, what did you do this week?
I think he just said it.
I think I just had an aneurysm.
Oh. It's a good game.
It's a good game. Splatoon. More Splatoon. Splatoon is pretty damn amazing. And there's more content just pouring into it. Every day. Not
yeah, hopefully
every day.
They keep that up.
Well, yeah, like they've got like a new mode and everything planned for the summer.
They've just released that new weapon, the paintbrush. That thing's cool.
Have you tried it yet?
I went to training with it, but I haven't actually.
Yeah, that's all I did too. Yeah.
It looks tough.
Yeah.
The whole, like, holding it down to draw a line seems completely useless.
Hard. Yeah, it is definitely like a flicking item.
Yeah.
Because it covers a lot of ground when you do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Javi and I played that over the week. Yeah, Ryan,
it's hard,
you played
fun.
That. Hard but fun. You played that with us, too. Still,
what, Splatoon?
Yeah, Splatoon. Still ever frustrating to not be able to play on each other's teams.
Yeah, it would be really great if they could get that matchmaking, like, figured out, like, grouping something. Just some sort of routine that keeps you together.
Maybe it's worth sending them a tweet or two, asking if that's going to happen.
Just a lot of tweets.
Here's an idea. Oh, Javi's on the case. Live, 2009, at Nintendo of America. Oh, I was thinking like Nintendo Sports. Huh? No, go for it. I won't editorialize. Oh, you're going to cite me.
Say what?
He's, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You're being...
Huh.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. Javi's drafting a tweet and he's making it like way more complicated than it should be. But, so other than Splatoon, what'd I do? I feel like I played something. No, I didn't. Oh, I read comics. Read comics. Read two more issues of Spider-Gwen. It's kind of weird, because Spider-Ham is in Spider-Gwen.
Were you reading the Spider-Verse thing, where things are coming from all over the place?
No. No, Spider-Gwen. Comic Spider-Gwen. She takes a tumble and is hallucinating Spider-Ham.
Oh, awesome.
And he's just kind of around as, like, a Navi-esque companion. But it's fun. Like, it's silly and goofy, and I'm excited to see where it goes. I did pick up, got a new comic. What was it called? Saga. Everyone fucking loves Saga. And I have not,
happy
I don't know
Happy Tissues?
What, happy Tissues or Sad Tissues? I still haven't read that I Kill Giants or whatever it was.
Wow.
So I need to get into that and see what's going on with Saga. People love it. Love it. But as for games, I don't actually know if I did anything else. We watched... last night, Javi and I watched The Story of Ricky.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not.
Watch the clip shows.
Yeah, watch like the best of. I think it's like 4.5 minutes. It's way more entertaining. Maybe it's better if we didn't watch the dub version, but
yeah, maybe.
But I feel like that was maybe more enjoyable.
Yeah, the lady jumping off the roof didn't sound as funny.
I doubt Ryan knows of Story of Ricky. Dylan's probably seen.
Yeah, me and Dylan.
Story of what?
Oh,
Ricky.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of Ricky.
Ricky who?
The story of Ricky. That's it.
Ricky who? Oh.
Schroeder?
Gervais.
Moranis. That's the
one. That's.
Oh, okay. God, if they did an American remake of this with Rick Moranis as Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, why don't we have more money to make this happen?
I'm scared of seeing Rick Moranis after all these years, because he's vanished from the spotlight.
He had like an
album.
Yeah,
but he did it on purpose.
No,
yeah.
I know he did, but I'm just saying that, like, when you don't see people for decades and then you see them all of a sudden, it's always, like, jarring. Wow!
Oh. I don't know, I've seen, like, fairly recent pictures of him. He still looks basically the same.
Really?
Yeah. He made, like, an album about stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, like, a country music album?
Yes. I don't know exactly
what his country was. Him playing the guitar, I guess. I wouldn't say like country.
Yeah,
but
he looks the same.
Yeah, but he looks more like a dad. Basically, retired to take care of his kids. That was what he did. Yeah. So,
like in his prime, he always looked like a child.
And now he looks like a dad.
Now he looks like a father of that child.
He looks like a dad, Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the album, My Mother's Brisket and Other Jewish Love Songs.
Ah, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, is it? I thought. Did they take the Jewish out of the title? I swore it was in Other Jewish Love Songs.
I know plenty.
I think maybe you saw. I think Gabe just saw a meme online and thought that was it.
Yeah.
Yep. Meme news.
Ryan, what did you do? What did you do?
What did you do? Friday night. Harris had asked me if I wanted to hang out. And so Friday we went and had some wings, and then we came back to my place. A couple of my buddies from work came over, and the plan was like, hey, let's hang out and play some video games. What we ended up doing was watching Salty Bet for 2 hours.
Fucking yeah, dude.
We got it going on Twitch on the Xbox, so it was like on the television.
Oh, but then you can't bet. Oh no, you got. Oh,
yo,
okay.
we all had our phones.
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, we all had it on our phones. Where if you just go to the Salty Bet mobile site, it's just the betting. It doesn't stream any video or anything.
That's really good.
So the four Holy of us shit. Just sat around on my couch watching Salty Bet and placing bets for like 2 hours.
God damn it.
It was fucking fun as shit. And then we did that. I think Harris ended up finishing with the most money. Like we basically watched it for a long time, and then they started a tournament, and we watched the tournament, and we decided after the tournament, let's play some actual video games. So we finished that. I think Harris finished with the most money, and I had the second most. And I think the other two guys lost on the last fight that they went all in on. So they were in last.
Yeah, shit. So I'm so glad I went back to Salty Bet this week. That shit's so good.
So we watched a lot of Salty Bet. And then we played Mortal Kombat 10 for a little while. A friend of mine brought that over. And then I didn't really play it much, but Jesus, that game is brutal.
The Mortal Kombat, like, you said?
Yeah, new one. It is.
Oh my God. There's a moment from the story graphic. Of Ricky that it's like, oh, this is where they had the inspiration for those, like, x-ray shots. It's like, he punches a guy in the face, and then it, like, does an x-ray of it and makes the crunching sound.
Yeah.
That was also
There was, like, one where they, like, somebody pulled out a sword.
The originator. No, it was.
Oh, okay.
Someone pulled out a sword and cut the front of someone's face off, and it's so detailed, they, like, fall over, and you can see, like, their tongue's hanging out, and, like, the tip of their tongue is cut off with their face.
Yeah.
Great. And so, it's fucking brutal. And so we played that for a little bit, and then we switched over to Smash Brothers. We played that for a while, and that was a lot of fun. I was less drunk this time than the last time I had people over to play Smash, so I did a lot better. Well, that was nice.
Bust out that villager.
I did for a little bit, but I think the one I ended up playing most with was Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah,
like I had never used her a lot, and I really liked her moveset. So that was cool. And then we played Splatoon for a few rounds. Like, we didn't want to do, like the one on one. We didn't try it. Maybe we should have. I've heard it's actually kind of fun.
Didn't you try it? And think it was terrible.
Me and Fozzie did, and it was not great. But I don't know. We didn't play a lot of it. We did like one match or two.
Just like on the regular maps, and it's just one on one?
Yeah, and you're trying to pop balloons for points. Oh. And you can kill each other. I don't know.
Huh. Well, yeah. So we didn't try that. So we just kind of took turns playing single player matches, which was fine. Like, that was fun. They wanted to really try it, and they thought it was pretty cool. So maybe, well, I know one of the guys has a Wii U, so maybe he'll end up picking it up. So then we can all play together and not be on the same team still. at least maybe it'll be 2-on-2. You know, it'll be 3-on-1 every time. So we did that, and then I also picked up. Well, first off, Saturday, the brew shop that I go to buy all my stuff, they had like their 3-year anniversary party, and I was finally able to take my beer and give it to other people who brew, and I got some really positive feedback. So that felt pretty good. That was nice.
And you did announce, and I'm holding you to this, that if when that brewery gets open, there will be Salty Bet.
Yeah,
always on.
Salty Bet, always on.
On a little CRT in the corner.
When I open my brewery.
Has to be on a CRT.
Why does it have to be on a CRT?
Because that's just funny.
No one's going to watch it on a CRT.
Yeah, I need it to be in a place where everyone can pull up their phone and bet. it was encouraging, especially like, because I've had friends try it, but they don't make beer, so not many of them anyway. So it's just kind of nice to have some people who do make it and who actually, you know, I tried some of their stuff, who make good stuff, try my beer and have nice things to say. So that was good. And then Sunday I got Lifeless Planet. I ended up picking that up.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. And
yeah, it just came out on Xbox One. And it's a strange game. Like, it's technically, it's not great, I guess. Like, I mean, everything works. It's just sometimes you get weird frame rate hitches, like, and there's not much going on. Like, it's literally you. You're the only thing. You're the only person walking around. And I guess the environments are really big, and maybe that's what's hitching it every now and then when it's loading in. And it's real simple. Like, the only things you have are, I mean, you walk, you jump, and you have like a little jetpack with a burst. Like, it's not even like a sustained jetpack. So until later you get it to where you can do multiple bursts, but even then you kind of have to like rapidly tap A, which is, if you ever pick it up and play it, is something good to know, because it doesn't really explain that to you. And it took me about half an hour to figure out that I could do that while trying to get across this giant chasm. It was, I was like, what the fuck? Where the fuck does this game want me to go? And I just like out of nowhere, just like bullshitting, rapidly tapped the jetpack button, and like you actually lifted up in the air. I was like, oh, I guess that's what I should be doing. Okay, cool. But yeah, I guess like the story behind it is you're an astronaut and your crew goes to this planet that's supposed to be lush with life and supposed to be a place where you can set up a new colony for the United States. I guess it kind of, I'm not exactly sure the year it's supposed to take place, but I think it's like you're against Russia, so it's like Cold War type feel to it. And you get there and you find out it's not a planet lush with life. It is just a dust bowl,
lifeless. In fact,
yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's kind of a misnomer because it's not really, like, you do find life, but it's not like what they thought it would be. Like, there's water, like, you immediately see water, and you see like these little like beetle things running around in the water that and there's not really like nothing hurts you. It's not like enemies or anything, at least not that I've run into yet. But it's kind of like a like the puzzles are kind of like just traversal puzzles. Like, how do I get from this point to that point? And it tells the story as you go. And like pretty much right off the bat, you land, you're looking for your crew, and then you find like an old Russian town, like that's there on the planet, and you find audio logs and whatnot that are from when the settlement was there, talking about, I guess it was at one point a lush planet, and it's just like, I guess it's kind of like moving along to figure out what happened to them and what's going on with the planet and why it's not what you were expecting when you got there. So far it's been really interesting. It's kind of a neat little thing to just sit down and run through. I mean, as far as like advancing the game, I'd say, you know, kind of like, and I just had the name in my head and I just lost it. The little guy that runs around in the snow at the end, and that you did the video on it, Gabe, and now I'm losing my fight.
Journey?
Yes.
The little guy that runs around in snow at the end?
Yeah, he's climbing up a mountain.
Too human?
10 out of 10. I want that as a back-of-the-box description.
The little guy runs in snow at the end.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's Journey. It's like Journey in that, yeah, like, it's just traversal puzzles. There's not a lot else going on, and it's just telling the story as you go. But yeah, it's kind of neat. I like it. I'd recommend it. It's I think it's $20 right now on Xbox One, but I think it's probably cheaper on Steam. I didn't look, but I know it's probably, I think it's been out on PC for a little bit. But yeah, Lifeless Planet, pretty neat. Give it a shot. I think Gabe and Javi would like it for sure.
Yeah, I just actually found out that my gold subscription is dead on Xbox.
Oh, second class citizen over here.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I got it, I think, in March for the Call of Duty video.
Yeah, it's $20 on Steam, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't have to renew my Xbox Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm. Popular user-defined tags for this product: walking simulator. Nice.
It's funny, pretty much every game that gets tagged as a walking simulator is a game that I really like.
I know, that's what I said. Like, I feel like you'll like this. I think you and Javi would like this game.
Oh my god, that Uwe Boll thing is so funny.
Yeah. Did you watch the video?
I watched one of them, the shorter one. So like Uwe Boll's like,
fuck you all.
Hey. Fuck you all to the people. And then I watched part of the trailer for his new movie. What is it, Rampage?
Hmm.
And in the official trailer,
I don't think Rampage is new at all.
Or like his latest movie or
I
whatever.
I think Rampage was what he was trying to get funded, I thought.
What? Rampage has been out. It's...
Or maybe it's like Rampage 3. Yeah, it's Rampage 3.
I wanted to do Rampage 3.
Important movie, but it looks like you are easier giving Section 1000 movie about some redacted wizard in the forest or some Marvel Avengers bullshit dirt. So goodbye and goodbye, Hollywood. But in the trailer for Rampage 3, he's using, to mix the audio, he used an unlicensed version of some audio program. So every 5 seconds, the audio version of a watermark plays, where it just says, like, audio, like, I don't know, it says, like, audio guru or something.
Mm.
And it just, like, says that faintly. And you can hear that throughout the entire trailer.
God.
But no, fuck Kickstarter.
Oh, hey, I also went and saw the Goonies, mm-hmm, with I've talked about it here before, where the it's like the Austin guys, but it's called Master Pancake Theater instead of Mystery Science Theater, but it's basically the same concept. So yeah, they did that with the Goonies on Sunday, which was hilarious. That was pretty great. And they have a thing where they always make a drinking game during it. And this one, they wanted to make it around every time Sean Astin pulls out his inhaler. And so, which is often during the movie. And so they always make it, okay, when he does this thing, everyone shouts a phrase, and then then you take a drink. Okay, cool. So they were trying to come up with the phrase, and they asked if anyone in the audience had asthma. And one guy raised his hand, and his name was Travis. And so the phrase ended up being, this wasn't the goal in mind, but it just ended up becoming this, was suck it, Travis, and then everyone would take a drink. Poor Travis.
Close to home.
Poor Travis. Yeah, so.
I bet that didn't get old for Travis after an hour and a half. Or for anyone else in that movie theater.
Oh, no, we had a blast with it. It was great. Suck it, Travis, if you're listening. You're not. I know you're not, but.
Just remember, Travis. Suck it. Mm-hmm. Dylan.
So, yeah, that was my weekend.
Jesus fucking Christ. 26 minutes in.
Here you are.
I don't have terribly much to talk about, though.
You went to Everything is Terrible. What was that about?
Oh, the live show for Everything is Terrible.
Very curious what the hell happens at a Everything is Terrible live show.
He touched me.
What?
The guy with the owl mask touched my forehead.
What?
Oh. I don't know.
This just got real, possibly in Michigan.
It's basically that. No, it was really fun. I drank a lot at it.
Nice.
I laughed really fucking hard.
Was it like a stage thing? Like,
they do on stage stuff, and then they have like the video stuff as well.
Okay. So a guy in an owl mask.
I'll show you guys the picture later of what they were, because they wear like crazy outfits and shit too. But anyways, yeah, that's where I was last week during the podcast. Drinking beers, watching dumb videos. other than that, I've been playing a lot of the Witcher. And it's really good. Like, really, really good.
Yeah.
Yep, like I've been doing a lot of the side missions. And some of these optional side missions are, like, better written than some, like, games. Here's looking at you, Dragon Age. Seriously, one of the missions in particular, I think a lot of people have talked about how good this one is, was by and far the best, like, mission in a game I've, like, in an RPG I've played.
Right.
Hits you close to home.
Are you gonna like elaborate it all, or is it just
no? Because I'd be spoiling it.
Oh, okay.
It's just good.
Just it's good. It's well written. It's the characters are believable people. Like they don't seem like video game characters. They feel like fleshed out characters, which is the greatest. Like, win for this type of game. Like, that's the biggest, like, plus here. After that, me and Harris tried to play Red Alert 2 together, which is very difficult to get running. Let me just say that.
He did bring that up Friday when we went and had wings.
Oh my god. And then I got booty bongoed in the first five minutes.
Yeah, he said you weren't too happy about that.
No, because I had forgotten if I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden this truck comes up and unloads a truck full of engineers and takes so. I was like, oh.
As I understand it, you got booty bongoed and then uninstalled it.
No, it's still installed.
Oh, okay.
I was playing it yesterday.
That's good. That's good. That's unlike you, but good. But good.
But it was really annoying because. I was like, that's not a medium computer. That's like a hard computer. How'd they get that much money that quick?
Waluigi.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I did. I played a lot of Age of Empires 2 as well. Which no one ever wants. I tried showing Harris how to play that. And he was like, there's too much to keep track of. I'm like, What? There's four things to keep track of. Guess Command and Conquer is better for him because it's just money.
What a fool.
Yeah, what a babby. Anyways, beyond that, I didn't do much. I played some basketball on Saturday and realized I was an old man with bad knees.
Did it look like the basketball scene from Along Came Polly? Also known as the finest scene in cinematic
history. With the sweaty man pit, like, on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really captured the sweat in that.
Not quite, because I would have been the sweaty man. So maybe it did for the guy that was playing with me. We were just playing one-on-one. But, yeah, I didn't do terribly much beyond that. That was it. Sorry. I don't have 15 minutes to talk about whatever you guys talked about.
Sweet.
No, NBD.
NBD. Just like Spider-Man.
No Big Dylan.
So, everybody. E3. Next week.
P3.
E3.
Yeah?
So, things we know.
Okay.
There's video games there.
There's video games there.
That's what I heard.
I guess we don't actually... It hasn't been officially confirmed, I don't think. But Dark Souls 3 is pretty much guaranteed to happen there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it hasn't been officially confirmed that video games will be there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I haven't seen anything about them yet.
Nope.
No. And that got, like, apparently a big leak this week, but it was leaked on the same... like YouTube account, the No from the Silent Hills thing a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had screenshots to go along with it, so like I took those, and those look pretty good. So doubt any people didn't just like fucking make those out of nothing. But I think they said it's supposed to come out like 2016. And the weird thing about it was one of the bullet points they said is like, oh, it's got 60 minutes of cutscenes. It's like, that doesn't sound like Dark Souls.
Going in a new direction. It's now a graphic storytelling.
Yeah.
Finally a fresh take on Dark Souls.
Well, it's like, you think, like, I think it was Uncharted 2 that had like 90 minutes in it. And it's like, that's a lot. When like, you think about how often you're watching cutscenes in Uncharted 2, which isn't...
Not much.
Insanely a lot, but still, like, it's... Like, if you think of that as, like, 90 minutes compared to what you see in Bloodborne or in another Dark Souls game, it's like, that's a pretty big jump up.
Yeah.
Which is a weird direction. It's also said that it's being directed by Miyazaki, which we went over last week, which I don't buy. I don't buy it at all.
Did he just do Bloodborne?
Yeah, that's why I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I really hope we see the Bloodborne DLC, because I want to get back at that game. I want to have a reason to get back at that game.
I want
to
get back into Dark Souls. Give me my shield back.
That's almost as ridiculous as $1 billion for Silent Hills. Almost.
Almost. Oh, there's a Scream TV series?
About time.
Yeah, everybody's been asking for it.
Finally. Man. I was wondering why Gabe got really quiet all of a sudden in the middle of his own story.
Sorry, I was just scrolling through news stories right now, and I just saw that one and it stood out. I mean, obviously, Bethesda's going to have their Fallout stuff. And what actually, after our big Fallout talk last week, on our drive to the beach house, I had a thought of, what if everyone in Fallout 4 talks with a Boston accent?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've heard that joke 1,000 times.
I don't think I can take that.
The joke, like, everyone's joking about it. I'm like, no.
What if it really happens?
I want that.
No, like, no one wants this.
Like, if they can get,
wicked
like...
wicked ass them.
Like, some...
Ass them.
Like, everybody hates us.
Charleston, like, that'd be great. Oh, man.
It'll be Tommy from Quincy.
Yeah.
God, please, no Boston accents.
Everyone's wearing Wolverine boots.
Has to be authentic.
No one denies this.
No one denies this. Ow.
So, another thing's happened, thing Javi just clicked on. Mirror's Edge Catalyst got a trademark and like domain registered. And
you mean it's gonna be a sidecar to the game that's never coming out?
Well, I didn't even see this. They tweeted about it. The official account tweeted the definition of catalyst.
She acted as a catalyst for change. Mm-hmm.
Did they also say have faith?
No, but I'm really getting ready for that to start happening in a week. Just kind of mentally preparing for people to, for EA chumps to start saying have faith.
Well, Gabe, you should be over the moon right now, because all fucking year you've been like, it's dead, it's dead, it's dead, and now you, there's no denying it. You're going to see it next week, for sure.
I will.
You're still not happy with that.
Well, he's still skeptical.
When that thing is skeptical like, that it's loaded real. On my computer,
yes,
then I will stop being skeptical.
See? I'm not saying it's going to be good. just saying.
Don't oh, no, one's, no one's saying that. No,
just saying.
Not even EA.
It's real and it's coming, and they're talking about it. They talked about it this morning or this afternoon, 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's got to be real.
Yeah. Realer than the Last Guardian.
Well, hopefully. But what are people looking for? What do you want out of E3, Javi?
Lords of Chinatown rule. Sorry.
Loads of China.
I was going to say Lords of Death rule Chinatown.
So what do you want out of E3?
More I Big want Trouble in Little China.
A 3D Mario game.
When did the you last know, one come out? 2013?
It's like 2 years ago. Yeah.
You know what would be cool? You know, it's funny you bring that up, Javi, because I was thinking the same thing. And, like, it made me think after those, Mario Sunshine Splatoon thing leaked.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we don't know if it's real, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, how cool would Mario Sunshine 2 be? Like, if they brought that back,
that
like,
would
on
be
a new system.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, that's the kind of big surprise that I could see happen. I mean,
what I actually
we're doing this again.
What I actually think is going to happen is Mario Sunshine's getting re-released. Like, we're going to see Mario Sunshine
3DS.
Either a really bare bones 3DS version or Wii U HD version. I think that's
great. It'd be great to go back to that like environment, but with a new game.
I'm really curious what
you know what
like,
maybe
they have for the Wii U there.
What if like, they do a Wind Waker kind of like they make it way prettier? You know, like they just tweak some stuff,
and, like,
some cool bloom,
better
effects.
Functioning,
and like a sequel to that.
Well. No, like, you know how they re-released
the
Wind Waker on Wii U and they made it
Oh, you're saying
nice.
Give it that treatment. Yeah. But even then, like, that's not...
That's not enough.
No. That's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Yeah. I mean, I love Sunshine, so I wouldn't mind, but I would rather have a new game.
Yeah, like, I'm still, like I said, like, this Nintendo World Championships, that's there's got to be something big there. There's got to be.
Yeah, I don't think...
Surely.
I don't think that they would have anticipated that Splatoon... Had been such a, I don't know. I hesitate to say it's a hit because I don't know.
It is a hit in my circles, in my Google Plus circles.
It's a critical hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but
is it
a sales hit? I don't know.
I think it's definitely like every Nintendo game's a critical hit. From Pikmin 3 was a critical hit, and Metroid games are critical hits, but they don't sell well. So,
right.
But I would bet that Splatoon has sold better than Metroid 3 or Pikmin 3.
I don't think Metroid 3 sold very well at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
no
came
one
out
could
in
get
a weird window, too.
It sold okay. It was almost a million. So it sold good, but
hit
not,
VG
not
charts,
Nintendo good.
See what
I guess.
They say about Splatoon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the games have been pretty well populated, which is always a good sign, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Who knows?
But, like, to that, my point I was trying to make is that I don't think they would have a Mario Sunshine sequel, like, ready to show because I don't think they assumed Splatoon was going to be as big as it is. I think that would be something that we might see in a year or two.
I don't think they knew that the Splatoon Miiverse was going to be as big as it is.
Yeah.
So,
that's still
Splatoon
magical.
Sold 144,000 in 2 days in Japan. The Wii U sales spiked with that.
Wait, people actually were buying Wii U's just for this?
Fucking yeah. This is Splatoon's great. Oh, here's a shocker. Splatoon outsells The Witcher in Japan.
I didn't see that coming.
Man. Like, I don't know. I it's weird that I can only get Japan sales on this, but I'm very curious how, like, the spread of the Nintendo Direct for E3 goes, of how much is for 3DS, how much is for Wii U.
Right.
Because...
Well, what day is the Nintendo Direct for E3?
Monday, Tuesday 14th, morning. I think. Tuesday morning.
Is it 14th or 15th? I think...
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, so that's 15th.
Because the 14th is the...
It's at 9 a.m.
Sunday is the championship.
Yeah.
And then the... And then Sony... is it Sony and Microsoft both on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Are y'all going to go see the Sony thing?
I don't... None of us got tickets for it.
Okay.
I think Javi might chill here. I might go to Dow's.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess we're recording late next week then, huh?
Yeah, we'll probably record after
Nintendo,
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Because no one cares about the other two? Hope.
Gotta wait for that PC conference.
Well, no, Tuesday's the big day with, like, everything.
Microsoft, well, yeah.
Microsoft's Monday. Tuesday will be, like, EA and Ubisoft and Sony and the Nintendo.
You know what? I do have something I want to see, actually.
Square Enix?
What did you say, Dylan?
What is it?
I said I do have something I want to see, and which would be Halo on PC.
Yeah.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, no one cares.
Well, hey, Microsoft is going to be at the PC show because, like, the new Windows 10, like, integration with Xbox One.
Yeah.
But
you know, the more I think about it... Yeah. Like, if Nintendo does decide to do something at the show, you know what I bet it is?
Mm.
It's going to be like, because it's the Nintendo World Championships, it's going to be like the competitive multiplayer mode of Star Fox or something.
Ooh, maybe.
Something we've already seen. But maybe it'll at least be polished to a point that it's not just some fucking crappy tech
Star demo. Fox, that game doesn't even exist.
What, Star Fox?
Yeah.
Nah, it's going to be the front runner of the show.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, Miyamoto's, like, in charge of the thing. He showed it behind closed doors last year. Like, it's going to be the holiday title this year.
Yeah.
Because Zelda sure ain't.
Yeah.
Zelda's not even going to be there.
Yeah. Either Star Fox, either you're right there, or maybe they'll take the opportunity. Because in The Metroid. Wizard... In The Wizard, it's Mario Brothers 3 behind there, so maybe they'll want to riff on that and have it be a Mario game.
Right.
That
was the only thing that made me think of Sunshine was that, but
yeah.
I mean, Star Fox seems like the more like cuz it is a game that already has a multiplayer mode in it. It's a competition, like it just seems to fit.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like another new Super Mario Brothers game.
God, that would be yeah.
I could see it totally being that.
Cuz we haven't gotten one of those in a while since the year of Luigi.
Like, it could totally happen, and like I could just like because they always try to pawn off these things that aren't that exciting as like super exciting,
yes.
And this would be the perfect place to do that. Like here's another thing you don't really want.
They would probably think it was brilliant. It'd be like
yeah,
and it call it New Super Mario Brothers 3. So
nobody saw this coming.
Remember when they ended their press conference with fireworks?
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so bad. So bad. Well, they had a really terrible E3. That was the last one they did on a stage. But they were like, they're like, here's Nintendo Land, and they spent half an hour showing us boring shit in Nintendo Land. And then everybody's like, oh my god, they have to have something big. They have to end it with something big. And Reggie goes, before we go, and everybody's like, holy shit. This wouldn't be a Nintendo conference without some fireworks, and then they just had
and
Nintendo
then the camera just pans
literal
up,
fireworks,
and it's fucking shitty Nintendo Land fireworks.
And everyone in this crowd was scared to get up because they're like, "That's not it. That's not the end." But it was. It was the most depressing ending to a press conference ever.
Way to go, Nintendo! Yeah, that's the kind of shit that makes me go, "Yeah, this could also just be like you said, just another." New Super Mario Brothers.
But I mean, we like to do this at this point. Just set ourselves up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
It's our favorite thing to do.
It's what gets me up in the morning.
I'm having a good time.
Having a good time.
But yeah. I want to see Mirror's Edge. I want to see an actual trailer for it in, like, last year. God, EA's presentation last year.
It's a bunch of promises. A
bunch of concept art.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hey, we're thinking about games real bad.
So, yeah, they're like, here, which of this concept art do you like best? Maybe we'll make that game.
Yeah. We hear you guys want games.
No.
Can you pick from these? Here's some art.
Mass Effect one's the best. Where the guy's like, we want to make the best Mass Effect game. And then you just see, like, a couple sketches. They're like, see ya.
Peace out.
So I texted Javi a while ago asking, like, I asked, how you looking? As in, like, what's your timetable? And then just now I get, looking good. Did you just send that, or did that just go through?
I just sent that.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Looking good, Gabe, looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I try.
You asked me how I was looking, and I was answering it.
Oh.
This is
looking
true.
Good, Javi. Son looking good.
Bitch. Always about him.
Always about
me. Me.
Okay. There's a lot of conflict when you're playing Fortress Street.
Yep. Any other E3 prediction?
I want to see the new Mass Effect.
Should we, like, look at each conference and then try to make a guess for what we're going to see at that conference?
Yeah.
All right, Microsoft conference.
New Gears of War.
We all know that.
Like, there's definitely going to be a lot of Halo there with that coming out. Soon.
Oh, yeah, Halo 5's a thing.
Guardians. Yeah. What's that plot? What was the Scalebound?
Oh, no. The thing I saw, it's their Scalebound, but on like IGN's live stream, Platinum's showing an unannounced game. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so...
New Platinum. Wonderful 102! Please!
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
It's not going to happen, Gabe.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can drop that now. Though. Yeah, that's stupid.
They're going to have an Okami spiritual successor.
Yeah, right.
You think Microsoft?
Yeah, right.
Obviously, they're going to have Silent Hills. They're going to have Silent Hills there.
All Platinum games are character action now?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Huh. That is actually a little weird.
Yeah.
It's all what?
Character action games. Nothing like Okami now. Maybe they would have something like that then, like a new adventure e game.
Hopefully,
that'd be cool.
I mean, or
should I tweet at Kamiya and ask him for another Okami?
Yeah, I'm sure he's never gotten that before. That'll go over great.
Blocked.
Blocked.
And then I'll ask him about another beautiful Joe.
Blocked.
And then Gabe will say,
"You look nice today." Blocked.
How you looking?
I'm
looking blocked.
I'm looking real blocked. Are you Minecraft because you looking blocked? I'm sorry.
Dumb.
But yeah, Microsoft. I'd say New Gears of War. I know that there's that HD re-release.
This is like...
But it's just the first Gears of War in that.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what's being said. It is just the first one.
I don't believe it. I refuse.
I want to not believe.
No, I think that's
anti-X-Files. I want to not believe.
That sounds kind of silly. Like,
yeah, it's nonsense. I could see it being only the third game, maybe, but no.
Well, the footage that got leaked was the first one.
Okay. Well, it's a trilogy. Or maybe they're releasing all three of them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Well, like, Phantom Dust is, like, dead in the water. Maybe the new Alan Wake game, Quantum Break.
Although I saw a video...
Battletoads.
I saw a video complaining that the Uncharted collection is all three games. They were saying that, like, it's going to look stupid on the shelf saying Uncharted collection and then having Uncharted 4 next to it. I'm like, okay. So they want to buy them all separately.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a lot of shelf space for old games that you already bought.
Truth. Anyways, yeah, I want to, like, I don't know.
I want a reason to care about my Xbox One.
Rome 2!
Will we see Quantum Break? Will it matter? Didn't the president of of Radical, whatever the hell?
Remedy?
Remedy. Didn't he just leave?
I have no idea. Yeah. I haven't heard a damn thing about Quantum Break in months.
Release window reveal. Oh.
During the first half of 2016. There you go.
Yeah. There's For
a
now.
There's a Quantum Break sighting.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah, CEO will be leaving after 15 years.
Oh, okay.
So it took too long. It took 15 years to make a game.
To make Alan Wake and then... Alright, so next one. Sony.
Sorny.
We're gonna see Uncharted 4. That's obvious.
We're gonna...
Nathan Drake is the giant E3 banner this year.
I think they'll, have something for the holiday.
Killzone.
Won't be huge.
I want Killzone to not.
I think we're gonna get another Killzone.
Guerrilla Games has been working on shit since Shadow whatever the hell came out.
Killzone Shadowfall.
Like, they've had a game in the works, so we'll probably see it. I don't know if it'll be out this
year. Wasn't there a news story that said they were, like, starting fresh on that? Like, they scrapped it?
Maybe.
But that was also a while ago. Shadowfall also came out, like, 2 years ago, so it's been a while.
I know this is, like, the most eye-rolling, stupid thing to say, but The Last Guardian could be a nice movie.
You're right. That is.
Yeah, you're right.
I am rolling my eyes and calling you stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it would.
You're not wrong.
If it, they swear it's been in development this whole time, right?
If they mention it, I will believe it's still in development. But they haven't mentioned it on stage in years.
Yeah, they have to. Like, they can't build hype for this game. They'd have to just be like, "Here it is. It's coming out this day. That's it. All goodwill is gone." But
yeah. It already is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like Half-Life 3.
Yeah. But if it's actually... They swear it's been in development. I mean, there's people that have been employed working on it. It's got to be at some stage in production right now.
They're getting paid to play golf in their office.
Yeah, it's like Valve. I don't know. I think, like, they have a gap in their holiday window. It would be a good time to, you know,
push what that do out they have the door. Coming out this end of this year?
I think they're just relying on third-party stuff. Like Metal Gear, and
Metal Gear.
I don't know.
Metal Gear is not really a holiday window though. It's September.
No. Yeah, it's before that.
I know.
Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, probably
the typical shit we see every year.
Yeah.
I think Kingdom Hearts might finally be shown off.
Yeah, because they had that trailer for it 2 years ago.
Yeah, I still think Kingdom Hearts will be like 2 years out. Something or a
that would be
out.
Really, really disappointing considering how long it's probably been in development.
Well, it hasn't been in development too long.
Final Fantasy 15 was taking all the dev time.
Like, whenever he was asked about it, he was like, it'll happen.
why is Disney still interested? They got their own shit going on.
Well, because they probably signed the contract before their own shit took off.
I was going to say, because Kingdom Hearts sold really well, I guess.
I guess.
It does. I don't know.
I think about Sony's conference this year, and I'm like, yeah, Uncharted's a given. I don't know what the fuck else we're going to see, though. Like, that's kind of a cool feeling. Probably Santa Monica's or
new God of War.
Yeah, God damn it.
Hopefully they don't spend too much time on freaking their VR thing.
How much can you do with that on a stage?
Life finds a way, man.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it obvious, guys?
They have some asshole with the goggles on just telling you how immersed he is.
The goggles,
yeah.
They do nothing.
It's obvious that Crash Bandicoot will be there.
Remember when, was it Kobe Bryant? They had some basketball player come
play
out
2K.
With the move controller.
Yeah, and it
it's
didn't
so
work too
real.
Well.
It was really
it's
awkward.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
it's
up.
It's like I'm there man. Chucking 30 shots and making 10.
Yeah.
I guess, now Tomb Raider is Xbox exclusive, huh?
Timed.
Okay.
It is officially timed.
Tomb Raider will be on that console.
Yeah.
That show, I should say.
I have been wanting to play the
Tomb Raider,
new Tomb Raider.
Well,
now.
I wonder if Tomb Raider is going to be at the Microsoft conference, or
I think it will.
It will be.
Well, there's the Square Enix conference. What's
They could do like a double showing.
Yeah, they did that. Like, it's Ubisoft. So boring
when you see it again.
Well, it's like for Dead Space 2, I think they showed like part of the demo at the EA conference.
Okay. Call of Duty was always in like the Activision thing and the Xbox conference. So.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be like Killzone, Kingdom Hearts. And probably...
I really hope you're wrong about that Killzone bit.
I don't think so. What else is Guerrilla going to work on?
I think they're probably starting a new IP.
I hope so.
Guerrilla...
Yeah, probably.
There's been so many Killzone games. Those are
really
games.
Popular these days.
There's been so many Killzones. I don't think any of them do very well. Like, and they seem expensive. Look at them.
What's the studio that worked on Knack? What are they up to?
Knack!
What studio did work on?
They're working on Knack 2.
Knack 2.
Oh my god, what if that's Knack the holiday 2's
still
release?
Knacking?
God, I hope that's there. Return of the Knack.
Return of the Knack. Guys, I know I'm fucking crazy. I know this is crazy, but Red Dead Redemption 2.
Fuck no. Please no. You'll get an HD re-release.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale 2.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Battle.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale 2, this time we made it like Smash Brothers.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's the whole title.
But then we get in the same argument before of, why didn't they do some original?
I wouldn't care. The argument was, oh no, they tried to do something original.
It's bad. It's
no matter what, that game... I downloaded it for free on Vita, and fuck that game.
Yeah, all the fighting game professionals and advisors they had couldn't save the stupid idea.
Yep.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Plus seeing Nathan Drake, like, smack around, like...
He just looks weird.
Fat princess looks stupid.
Yeah.
I can actually believe... Like, you know, Mario, like, that's not Mario an excuse, fighting though. Ganondorf, because their art styles were at least meshing well together.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony Battle Royale, some whatever, their art styles just clashed.
It just no.
None of it fit.
The whole game looked weird. I mean, but like Nintendo made Solid Snake look fine next to Mario.
Yeah, they meshed. I mean, they used a similar like graphic style that meshed him really well with the roster.
Yeah,
it just worked out way better.
Even fucking Toon Link looks good next to Solid Snake. What the hell?
Maybe Nintendo purposely doesn't like make anything super realistic for that purpose.
Yeah. All right.
EA and Ubisoft. The only thing so Ubisoft, I know Aisha Tyler's coming back. Hopefully they get a better writer. I don't know, maybe a new Rayman game?
No.
How well do those do? I don't
know. Not very.
Yeah, I doubt it. Beyond Good and Evil 2. It's never happening.
No, it's mostly gonna be Far Cry and...
They're gonna have a new UB art game. Those are always
yeah. There'll
like,
be
fun
there'll be
at.
An UB art game yeah. there. Probably a new thing because like fuck it, why not?
Yeah, they've all been new.
Yeah,
and a new Assassin's Creed.
The Division. That's what it's called.
That game got canceled. Didn't you hear?
What? No, it didn't. Did it? What?
No.
Sick.
They'll probably have a pre-rendered trailer for a new franchise.
Yeah.
At least they're making new franchises. They may be all lies, but...
Well, we get Watch Dogs 2.
We probably...
Fucking, we will, but
fucking no. Yeah, we're gonna see Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
We're talking Ubi now?
Yeah,
for sure.
I can't think of a single game that looked so good at E3 and then was just received like so warm...
I mean,
warm, crusty milk.
It also benefited like from that year just being garbage. I remember
it benefited like, from a massive advertising campaign afterwards,
and it looked interesting and cool.
Oh shit! He turned all them like green, and then all the cars crashed. But then when you do that for the 400th time, it's no longer fun, and also physically impossible.
when you do it for the first time, it's not that fun either.
Right. And still also physically impossible.
Mm. Oh, I just raised that fucker's premiums! Yes!
We actually do have a friend who wants to walk out of a movie every time they turn all the lights green to make people crash.
Why is it physically impossible?
Because there's a failsafe, like a physical failsafe inside of the box that won't allow that to happen.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it can't happen.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like a physical switch in there that it's wired in a way. Like there's no program that can override it because it's a physical circuit that's routed that way.
And then, so Ubi's kind of a mystery. Maybe, like, I can hold on to hope for Beyond Good and Evil 2, but I doubt. I'm not holding my breath or anything. Then EA, I wonder if we start seeing the Star Wars games.
This would be the prime time to do it.
Because we'll definitely see Battlefront. Like, that's guaranteed. Maybe we'll get, like, a teaser trailer of some sort for the game. I think Visceral's working on it. Yeah, Visceral's Star Wars game.
Their swan song.
Yeah.
It's their last game.
Yeah. That's sad.
They're dissolved.
Mirror's Edge is going to be there. Please don't fuck it up.
It's not their fault. It up.
Battlefield's, no one cares.
Is it? It kind of is.
It's not Visceral's fault that they were forced to make Battlefield.
No. Oh, and I thought you were talking about. Well,
it is their fault. It was bad.
No. Oh, you're talking about Visceral. No. Okay.
Like, Dead Space isn't selling as much as EA demands, so we're forced to make this in-between-the-years Battlefield game that we probably don't care about, and that no one else cares about, but it's a brand new.
Does that hardline?
And yeah. Then, yeah, and then that's gonna kill your studio. That's not fair.
Did that game, like, completely bomb?
It didn't do it for Battlefield regular numbers, I'm pretty sure it did. Poorly.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, when you release a game that's broken for a long time, and then you follow it up with kind of like a spin-off version of that game, there was no chance. If Battlefield 4 had been like just off the rails, awesome, and worked perfectly the whole time, then yeah, you take that chance. But I know they probably already had that in the hopper, but they fucked themselves. With the Battle 4 field failure, like, Hardline was bound to fail.
And this is the problem with, you know, that kind of mentality, and this is a problem with going public, I think, is that, like, you have all these investors, and they want every year to make a certain amount of money, or more, you know?
Yeah.
And what's a surefire, on paper, way to do that is, oh, you have something that made money last time, get another one out as soon as fucking possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room to take risks because you might not make your money back, and then you're in big trouble. So yeah. It's just shitty. Like everything's like there's no way out. Like from EA's perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Don Matrick can save them.
Mm.
He sure saved Zynga.
Okay, is that it?
I guess Square Enix has a conference.
You're going to have Final Fantasy 15, Tomb Raider,
Deus Ex.
Be all over that.
Cool.
That's actually one of the things I am looking forward to, is that game.
Deus Ex?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Human Revolution was great.
Day of Sex.
Which, remember our reaction at PAX, Ryan?
Yeah, it looked pretty badass at PAX.
No, we walked out of that show pretty lukewarm on it.
Well, I was always going to be lukewarm on it because I'm not a Deus Ex guy, but I thought, like, I guess it was the trailer that they played first was awesome, and then you saw the game, and it was like, eh.
Yeah, well, right. The AI was, like, broken in the demo
God. I don't know, it's hard to make a judgment.
Were you
there
when we went to the Assassin's Creed 3 demo? It was me, Harris...
Maybe. I went to it. I remember going in there, and there was a lot of things clipping through things, and then, like, a body just, like, hung in the air on a thing.
Lot of character models stuck in civilian mode with just their arms stuck out like this and just, like, gliding around the wall.
Why would you bring that to a convention?
Why would you release that game? Oh, I can't wait to see more Assassin's Creed this year.
Was AC3 the Unity was the broken one.
Three. Unity was the super broken one.
Yeah. AC3 was pretty busted.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all busted.
They're all busted. Their engine is busted.
They keep layering on new stuff on an old
engine. Before they fix the old stuff.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2 ran well.
Remember how everyone liked the ships? Fuck them.
Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood are the only two that worked decently.
I could see Ubisoft noticing the success of the ship parts of Black Flag and making a pirate game out of it.
Maybe they should just give all of those patents to Nintendo and they can make a pirate game with starring Terra. Or Tetra.
Terra.
Terrarium.
What about a pirate game starring Splatoon kids?
And Tetra.
Squid, you're a kid.
That makes no sense.
What? You're like swimming around the ocean.
They swim around in ink, not the ocean. What if the ocean is ink? Where do
squids swim around? Where?
In Splatoon World, they swim around in ink.
Yeah, but the kids could.
The kids?
You're a squid, you're a kid. Maybe they can only be in the water for so long, then they need to get on their pirate ships. That are powered by ink.
Okay, so squids... Print.
Got it.
Squids excrete ink.
Yeah.
This is true.
They swim in ink.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like me swimming in my own urine.
Kids secrete piss.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, yes, that's exactly what it is, Dylan. You nailed it.
You're a squid, you're a kid. All right.
Question.
Question time.
Good question.
Okay.
We got a Facebook comment asking us to talk about
Spec Ops The Line. I think you're the only one that's played
What have I done?
I've been meaning to. It's on my list.
It is good.
Yeah.
We've done it.
I watched the...
Talked about it on the podcast when I played it.
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
I watched the extra credits video about it. And they did two, one without spoilers, one with spoilers. And I watched the one without it, and I was like, I'm going to go play this, and then watch the one with spoilers. And that was, like, I don't know, a year and a half ago.
And then you watched the one with spoilers.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Not yet. But I heard good things. Who made that game?
Same team that's always done Spec Ops.
Which is...
I don't remember the name.
Do you remember if they've, done anything else?
Spec Ops.
As seen in Spec Ops. Spec Ops 2.
Vietnam. Spec Ops.
Alright. While Javi looks that up. Oh, 2K Games. Jaeger Development.
Jaeger.
Darkside Game Studios. So, alright. I don't know. I don't recognize these guys. Oh, Dead Island 2. That's what they're working on.
Oh.
Baller.
Goody.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what's
You've all been asking for it.
That's what's kind of endearing about Spec Ops The Line, is that it was made on the cheap with a small team that may not have, the skills to create something like a AAA thing. So what could they... They took what they had and they made something different with it.
All right, prototype. Will the U.S. get the 2022 World Cup? I fucking hope not.
USA.
The World Cup destroys countries.
USA.
No, Brazil. Fine here.
Brazil still has not used those stadiums since.
Well, the thing is, we don't have to build anything. We have all the stadiums we need
all over the country.
Yeah.
This is true.
We have all the infrastructure. We don't have to do shit.
Yeah. The World Cup's not gonna not happen. So this is best case.
That's why they were pissed, because, Qatar obviously has jack shit there. Russia, they're rich soccer culture there. Versus the U.S. and Britain, which already has the infrastructure and knows how to host events, and it's not 115 degrees in the summer. So, that's way to go. Way to go, FIFA. Way to get yourself fucked.
But it won't move.
I don't know, man. Everyone who's in power is kind of fucked right now. I wouldn't be surprised if it does. I mean, they're already talking about – all the major countries are already talking about boycotting it because basically you're going to be playing in a stadium with blood all over your hands because they've already killed 1,200 workers.
Yeah,
and they're anticipating 4,000 more.
Yep.
So far, the only conference I've heard say that is UEFA. And
which is a lot of them.
It's actually really small compared to the Pacific and African conferences.
I wouldn't. Well, but all the big good teams are in the UEFA.
I realize that, but the other conferences are much bigger.
Yeah, I bet a lot of them. I bet this is just the first step, though. Like, if they actually boycott, I bet they're not the last.
Like let's look at what's a U.S. like CONCACAF. Hey, they can boycott.
They'll boycott.
No one will give a shit because it's only 10 countries.
Yeah, but it's all the ones that anyone gives a shit about. Like, what? The whole point of this thing is to make money.
It's like Canada, United States, the Caribbean. Yeah,
isn't it also all the Central and South American teams?
Nope. South America has its own conference. It would include Mexico, the Dominican Republic, those countries and stuff. But the rest, all South America, that's a different conference.
Okay.
And even like theirs is actually smaller than ours.
It's all the places that give a shit. Anyone gives a shit about.
Ours is 11 countries. Theirs is like 10 countries.
Okay.
But it's, like I said, it's the Pacific and the African conferences
ahead and piss off all the developed countries that actually have TV viewers that are actually going to make you any money and actually have people that can travel to this place. Like, you lose those two, you're losing a shit ton of money. Like, they've already made it almost not worth it. And I don't think that they'll be the last two.
I've literally only seen UEFA say anything about that, and right. Then they didn't do anything beyond just saying it.
All it takes is for them to actually, well, because they're probably waiting to see how it shakes out, because it's not decided yet what's going to happen. Like, there's no, like, everyone's still being indicted and arrested and whatnot, and they're probably waiting to see what happens with Blatter.
Man, fuck sports.
That was the boringest conversation I've ever heard.
It's funny. It's funny because you guys are actually soccer fans, and me and Ryan are like, not.
Yeah.
USA. USA. All
right. What platform will you get Fallout 4 for?
PS4.
I don't know. It depends on the state of my PC at the time.
Yeah, I'll probably get it for the one.
Probably if PC.
Yeah, the PC you can get like mods in it and stuff.
Unless they decide to charge money for them.
Yeah, there's still good mods in there.
I know. I'm hoping I'm hoping it actually works for PC, because Fallout 3 doesn't. New Vegas does, though. I've gotten New Vegas to work just fine.
Yeah. Alright. Do you think Fallout Online is inevitable? No.
No.
Elder Scrolls Online did gangbusters for them.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like Fallout 4 or Fallout Online is not a thing.
You might do it. It'd be cool to have like a. No, I don't think they're capable. Honestly,
but, no. I mean, this is Bethesda we're talking about. It's
they can't get ladders working.
It's the game's gonna barely function as it is. I think that bringing in co-op in any way.
Well, you're not wrong. Yeah. Anything that can introduce instability, that game's good, not going to run. Because, let's face it, technically Bethesda is probably one of the worst companies I've ever seen.
From a technical standpoint?
Yeah they're complete garbage.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I'm curious how that new Doom game pans out. But
Doom 4?
Doom 4.
Well, are they just, like, producing it?
Well, they is own.
That... they Bethesda own owns it.
Are they developing it, though? That's the difference. That's the big key.
No. It's probably id, but...
Yes, id is developing.
The game's being made, if that's what you're asking. Yes.
Yeah, it's like there's a teaser for the new Doom out there.
No. I was asking...
Who's developing it?
Is Bethesda developing it, or have they found someone else to develop it, and they're publishing it?
Yeah, it's probably going to be the same thing as Rage, where id developed it and...
Rage.
I really hope not.
Yeah, because Rage wasn't great.
It'll be... Look, it's Doom. Like, it's not going to be great. It's Doom. Like, it's
Doom
gonna,
is great.
It's going to be a corridor shooter. Or maybe they'll mix it up and try to make it arcadey like the originals, where you're flying around rooms just trying to destroy everything you see.
That'd be cool.
don't know. But it's not going to be, like, revolutionary or anything. It's just going to be a first-person shooter.
You think that'd be cool if they went arcadey, kind of like Serious Sam, yeah. And then give us the heavy metal soundtrack back?
I mean, that would be the only, like, fresh take I can think of, because...
Which isn't even fresh.
I mean, it becomes fresh. You know, it's kind of like when Mega Man 9 was announced. It was like,
Serious Sam
shit.
Was pretty fucking fun.
I love Serious Sam. It's really good.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein was good for that same reason. It was kind of arcadey.
Like, think about what they're more likely to do is just try to make a scary, really nice graphics game. You know,
like Doom 3?
Like Doom 3, yeah, but... You know, nowadays. And everyone will be like, well, Doom looks like Doom.
It looks good lighting.
Yeah. Like, okay.
But I hope they get Dwayne Johnson for it.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
Make a game in the same style as Wolfenstein The New Order, and I'm game.
Yeah. I get it. Uh-huh.
I'd get it.
Who will go see Jurassic World this weekend?
Me.
None of us, obviously.
My name is Jeff.
It's going to be great.
Great. I won't.
I'm not going to see it this weekend, probably, because I'm going to be out in the desert again. Actually, I'm going to the same location as I was at 3 weeks ago.
Don't die.
With one headlight.
Actually, there's going to be... I still have one headlight. And this time, my windshield is completely cracked.
Are any of you excited for XCOM 2? Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's really cool that they're just making the bad ending of XCOM the canon ending.
That's pretty cool. I love the first... Well, I shouldn't say the first XCOM, because that's like 1992. I love the one that came out in 2012. The last XCOM,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. The strategy XCOM game. Not that shooter thing.
What?
The XCOM shooter that came out, was it,
Oh, I don't know. Shit, what was it called? I forgot about that.
Oh, Declassified? No.
Declassified. That, I forgot about that. That game's like $3 now on Steam. No, I meant the XCOM, actual XCOM, not fucking whatever that shit was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I played through the, expansion. Gabe, I don't think you have yet.
No, I haven't yet.
Enemy Within is better than the base game because of how much it adds, and so it just makes me really excited for the second game.
So what I heard, maybe I heard wrong, but it's not like add-on content?
It's not a standalone, sorry.
Oh, it is standalone?
It's standalone.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard that it was like woven into the game.
No, it's a standalone game. It basically just adds stuff to the base game.
Okay, cool.
So if you want to play XCOM, just buy Enemy Within. You don't need to buy Enemy Unknown.
All right, and then last up, will the new Mirror's Edge be a prequel, sequel, or reboot? It is a prequel reboot, kind of.
Peekaboo.
It's not a sequel.
What?
It takes place before the Mirror's Edge game.
Oh, okay.
That's a different timeline.
Because Faith's backstory is something I gave a shit about.
Well, they made a comic about it. I never actually finished the comic. I showed you some panels from it, if you remember. It is one of the ugliest things.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty ugly. Yeah.
It's like hard to read ugly. I'm sorry to the artist. I hope you're doing better work now.
It's one of our biggest fans. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Oh my God,
thing
I'm so sorry.
Sucks and you should feel bad.
And I actually can't find it now because I was like, I'm going to muscle through. I'm just going to deal with it. Now I just can't find it. Yeah, but.
Oh, that's a good picture.
Yeah, that's not from the comic, I know.
These aren't? None of these? Oh, that's not good.
That looks more like it. Alright, well, that's all the questions we got. So, Ryan, how about you do the thing that you do on this time of the podcast?
I will do that now. You can find us at GameOverNation.com. You can find our videos on YouTube.com/GameOverNation. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/, you guessed it, GameOverNation. You can also find us on Twitter @GameOverNation. Be sure to go to the Facebook and the Twitter and leave us some questions or some topics, you know, anything you want us to talk about. We'll be glad to do that. And so with that, Tavi, do the thing.
All right, guys, thanks for listening this week. We'll catch you guys after E3 next time.
At least after the conference.
Or you can tell
after
us how
we're all, after we're all completely right.
Yes, yep. Tell us how right we are.
Yeah.
Until then, have a good one. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.